Aircheckdownloads.com. Somebody
help me. For ages now, the music hasn't stopped. Unfortunately, at midnight on the 31st of December 1994, the music does stop for 102.4 Buzz FM. I'm Chad George, and I'd just like to say thank you very, very much indeed for making my 6 months here so enjoyable. I've had a fab time. I'm sure you have too. And although we won't be here next year, do keep 1995 buzzing.
For Chris Rodder, the man who loves bags. Yeah, because I love them too, I'll tell you. Here we go.
Hello, this is Chris Rogers. I used to present Schools Out on Buzz FM. It was a real fun show with loads of great chart music, interviews with big names, and, of course, pigs. It's a 6 months I'll never forget, but unfortunately, when Buzz came off the air just before Christmas 93, I never returned. I really miss Buzz. It's a great station, and it's a shame that it's leaving the airwaves. But that's life, huh? I just want to wish everyone who's still at Buzz FM the best of luck with your future endeavours, and thank you for a great time. And thank you to you for your support.
I'm Martin James, and I've been many things on Buzz FM. I remember doing the travel news on the Brendan Keeney and Les Gunn Breakfast Show, and that was unpredictable. Then when I started presenting at Buzz last November, it was a stint on Weekend Breakfast, and then in January I became the Prince of Love on Romantica. I'm sorry it's all coming to an end, but all good things always come to an end, don't they? So I suppose all that remains for me to say is, goodbye Buzz, it's been fun.
December 31st for Buzz FM, I'm Alan Goodman. Compliments ever since, you, my friends. Hope it's going well out there. And as the old expression goes, all good things must come to an end. And we are doing likewise. It's been fun, but we got to run. I've enjoyed the last 4.5 years here at Buzz from day one. I actually remember my early days here at Buzz. I used to have a nighttime shift. And one of my fondest members, the very first member, in fact, my very first program, Now It Can Be Told, Alan Goodman was home in bed before it had finished. You see, I popped out around about midnight to move the old car, and the big studio doors closed behind me. But these things happened, and many other strange things in the past 4.5 years. Once again, many thanks to you for listening. Many thanks to John Henry as well. And may I wish you well in 95, and may your lottery card come up.
It is Bob Lawrence with the rhythm of the city. Bob Lawrence with Buzz FM.
Yeah, that's how it used to sound 3 or 4 years ago, whenever it was I presented the 9 till 12 program at Buzz FM. Very sad that the radio station's got to close down. You get the impression that somewhere along the line somebody didn't buy some heather from a gypsy or something. I think Buzz FM has to be the most cursed radio station that I've ever worked on, and I've worked on a few cursed ones. Was it me that cursed them? I don't know, one or the other. As I say, very sad that Buzz FM has to close down. It seemed to be doing a fine job to me whenever I listen to the radio station. But I am not the one responsible. It is closing down, and I guess you got two options, really, at a time like this. You can either be sad, or you can look back on some of the happier times. And something that, if you were a listener of mine, something that you probably didn't know at the time, 9 till 12 in the morning, that's 3 hours. I actually probably only spent, on average, about 2.5 hours in the studio each day. The rest of the time, I had to do what most people who work in the jewellery quarter have to do, and that is nip out and move your car. Try and keep one step ahead of the traffic wardens. It was hilarious. Well, it wasn't at the time, but when I think back, you sort of say, and here's Bobby Brown at Buzz FM, and you quickly run out with your car keys and get in the car, go round the block, try and find somewhere to park. And of course, sometimes there was nowhere to park, so you'd be out there for about 10 minutes, and the record librarian would be playing the songs in the studio and whatever. Sad to see Buzz FM go. All I can say is, if you've enjoyed it, then I guess it's been worthwhile. Thank you, Buzz FM.
Hi,
Hi, Kenny B here, just wishing to thank you all for your support over the last 6 months, and indeed the last few years. I personally have had many wonderful times here at Buzz in your company, and it saddens me to have to say goodbye, but hopefully we can be together again in 1995. Peace.
Hello, we're the AA Road Watch team, and we're proud to have been associated with Buzz FM. So, for the final time, it's
Trevor Thomas,
John Perks,
Martin James,
Paul McCaffrey,
AA Road Watch. Buzz
FM. This is the ghost of Christmas past.
Not really. Hello, this is Nick Tuff. Now, as you probably know, I actually spent what seems like 10 and a half years of my career at Buzz FM. I actually spent 3.5 very happy years at 102.4 Buzz FM. And I'd just like to take this opportunity of saying thank you to all of the staff that I used to work with at Buzz FM. Also, big thank you to you, the listener. And this is Nick Tuff wishing you prosperous new year.
Hi, this is Paul Bryant, 102.4 Buzz FM, the very last day of Buzz FM. It's very sad indeed. Looking back, I've been here just over 12 months now. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, thoroughly enjoyed working with the team at 102.4, and as soon as Big Ben's bongs strike at midnight tonight, I think I'll shed a little tear.
Hello, Andy Swift here. Pop back for just one last time to say goodbye. If you're listening to Buzz during the latter part of 93 and early part of 94, you may remember me from Overnights and The Late Show. Well, I'm back just to say goodbye, and I'm going to use this little bit of airtime I've been given just to say I'm sorry for taking the station off air, okay? It was me. Not for the 2 weeks, no, I took Simon Harding off air for 10 minutes once. I unplugged a computer. Well, I thought it was a computer. It was actually the station I unplugged. I'm sorry, Simon. I'm sorry if you were listening at the time. It was me, I admit it. I hope the boss isn't listening. If he is, I'm sorry, okay? Anyway, goodbye. It was fun being on Buzz at the time. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Whatever you're doing in the new year, have a good new year. Whatever station you listen to in the new year, hope you enjoy yourself. Maybe see you around sometime. Take care. I'm from Andy Swift. Goodbye.
Funny music, funny presenters. It's a shame the weather forecast can always follow suit, isn't it? Hi, it's Charlie Neal from the Weather Department here. Now, not a lot of people know this, but the Buzz FM presenters and I have been working from the same weather script for the past year or so. The Met guys, the team of 10 who've been providing the Buzz forecast, and the management of the Weather Department, and myself, would like to wish everyone at the station a sunny outlook, and also to say thank you for the music. Now, as a former radio presenter myself, I'd say that was cue for another song.
This is Mark Williams, Radio Melbourne, Mid Wales, and speaking to all the listeners of Buzz FM and, of course, the staff of the radio station. Well, I actually had the pleasure of opening up Buzz back in May 1990, and it was a great delight to me. Very, very nervous. I hadn't been on radio in the Midlands for some years, because I'd actually spent a lot of my time in Canada, in Toronto. So Buzz was the first station that offered me a position back in the UK, having spent some time over at CFNY in Toronto. I had a lot of fun, actually, at Buzz FM. I must say, I think the station had tremendous potential. I think the Buzz listeners, actually, were very loyal. And over the years, the station built up a very loyal and a very large audience within the core of the city of Birmingham. As far as funny things that went on at the station, the humorous things, I think it was a daily event. Something happened. And one of the things I remember was something wrong with our actual antenna on top of Metropolitan House. And Lindsay Reed, the chief engineer at the time, went up there and he brought the antenna down and couldn't get the thing back up again. And he called me on the phone, and I went up to join him. And there we were up at the very top of Metropolitan House in very blustery weather overlooking Birmingham, trying to get this antenna back up again. And I ended up sort of holding the aerial, the actual antenna itself, while it was radiating Buzz FM. And the only person that can actually say that I was the antenna of Buzz for about 4 hours. So that's quite a feat, actually, and I'm very proud of that. It was, looking back at it, it was a very, very funny day, and not to be repeated, by the way, but there we are. I want to wish all the staff the very best for their new careers of 1995, wherever they go to. We'd like to wish you all the greatest success from us here in Mid Wales and our team here at Radio Maldron.
Hi, it's Les Gunn with just a quick message to wish everybody at Buzz 102.4 all the best for the future. My time there doing the Les and Justine breakfast show was short but sweet, but I've got an immense proudness for everybody that played the part in putting Buzz back together again, and above all else, wanting to succeed. The will, the determination was just amazing. And all of those people there deserve a lot more than a medal. God bless Buzz. And the free spirit will live on in Birmingham, I'm sure of that.
We belong together.
To your radio, January 1st, 1995. Birmingham, you have a new choice.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
The best in soul, reggae, soca, gospel. Nobody does it better. And dance. And dance. The new Choice FM, 102.2. Birmingham.
You're listening to Choice FM.
This is Luther Vandross.
Talk to me, don't be shy. Heaven knows I really try.
And you're listening to Birmingham's newest station. Choice 102.2 FM.
Backed by an extensive and wide-ranging team, Choice FM will bring you the best music and the best air talent.
Introducing DC Todd.
From the United States to the United Kingdom, I'm DC Todd. Listen for me on the new Choice FM. Birmingham, 1995.
Cranking. Cranking up. Cranking up the big R. Big R&B machine. This is Choice.
It's the booty call.
Your shoulder, kill I today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murder, you're inside, you see, I know.
Choice FM. You're listening to the new Choice 102.2 FM Birmingham. Not only will we play the best music for you, we'll keep you in touch with what's happening in Birmingham with local news updates and public service announcements. We are your station, Birmingham. We are Choice FM 102.2.
Now give me a BB.
We're ready to make some noise.
Choice FM 3D window sticker.
Stick it to win 3D. Choice.
What can I win?
Anything from weekend getaways, cameras, videos, CDs, and a chance to win up to 969 pounds. The new 3D Choice FM car sticker. It's yours, courtesy of Alamo Rent a Car, setting the higher standard. And the station that makes it fresh, fat, and funky. Choice.
Slamming and jamming. Slamming and jamming. Continuous jams. Choice FM.
Let me see you go back. Let me see you come back. Now let me see you.
January 1st, 1995. A new era begins. Choice FM. And remember the frequency. 102.2 FM.
Birmingham, bringing you the best in new music and the best homegrown DJ talent with news and information, plus many chances to win. You'll agree that this is your only choice.
Aircheckdownloads.com.